to the TMFL podcast. This is podcast number 11, I think. Is that right, Rush?
I don't know. I lost.
I think it's 11. It might be 12. But welcome into the TMFL podcast. Long overdue, as our podcasts have been lately. And this is sort of going to be a big Madden 12 podcast with all the information that's been released in the past couple of days about Madden 12. So we're going to spend a lot of time about that. But let's get on to just some announcements and things like that. I want to let everyone know we've got a new Jets owner, Pepper NY, and a new Bengals owner, Chunkness. So wish those guys some luck. They're kind of out of the playoff race, I think, at this point. But make sure you guys are, you know, be nice to them, help them out if they need anything. And, you know, hopefully they'll be around the league for many seasons into Madden 12. We're going to spend most of our time, as far as the league is concerned, just with the division races. We'll go kind of division by division, break down each team, talk about it a little bit. Rush, you want to start with your division, talk about your season a little bit? 8-0 still, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going good, but honestly, it's been one of the easiest years for me, seasons for me so far, just because I haven't played that many PvP games.
How many PvPs have you had?
I think it's just two or three.
Two or three, really.
It's nice, though, because the previous years I really felt like I've had, you know, tough schedules, you know. I've had to face some really tough, you know, opponents, and really had to earn every game that I got. So it's nice to kind of have a little bit of a break and have a lot of clear games and not so brutal of a schedule. You know?
Yeah. And, of course, you got the Giants nipping at your heels at 7-1. Have you had any injuries? I know that's something I want to talk about when I get to my team, of course. But
as of right now, no significant
no
injuries.
Significant injuries.
But the same thing happened to me last season. I went pretty much the whole year with nothing. I was like, wow, I'm going to get through this whole season, no injuries. I'm lucky, you know. And then, bam, at the end. Bam, bam, bam. Terrence Newman, Sean Lee, Houston, my left end. All went out, didn't have him for the, you know, my last few games, didn't have him for the playoffs, and, you know, you see what happens.
Yeah, you...
I'd rather have injuries early on opposed to having injuries late going into the playoffs, so, and I guarantee you the same thing's going to happen.
Well, we'll see what happens. How's it been without Newman and Miles Austin? Has it been... I wanted to get your thoughts on your blockbuster trade and whether or not it's been, you know... Good.
It has been worth it, I think, only because of the draft. Like, if people forget that I also moved up 8 spots in the draft.
Yeah.
I moved up from 28th to 20th, and without that, I don't get Mr. T, the stud middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And he is definitely a difference maker. So you factor in him, and you factor in Jacoby Ford and McClain. I think it's definitely working out for the better, I think. One downside of that is, I haven't had a lot of interceptions, haven't had a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, Terrence Newman.
I'm definitely missing Terrence Newman out there picking the ball. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good stuff. Good stuff. The Giants are 7-1. You're 8-0. I'm expecting it to kind of come down to the wire. I assume you're taking yourself as far as winning the division goes, yeah?
Yeah, I'll take myself. But it's going to be crazy because we're going to end up playing each other, me and the Giants, like three times. Like bam, bam, bam. We play each other two times late in the season. We haven't played yet.
Yeah.
So we go like back to back late in the year, and then I guarantee you we're gonna play again in the playoffs. So it's gonna be three games pretty much in a row.
Right. I'd say you guys probably will split. If I had to guess, you know, that's probably the best odds that you guys splitting your two games, which gives you one loss and gives him two losses still. So I'd say the Cowboys are probably still going to take the division. Let's go to the NFC North. So we got the Packers and the Bears in the NFC North. The Packers are 7-1. The Bears are 5-3. Any thoughts on this division? I mean, I'm surprised that the Bears aren't closer. I mean, 5-3 isn't bad. I'm sure the Bears have probably had a lot of PVPs. And your thoughts on the division? Anything? I mean, Peyton Manning is a Packer, so
yeah. Right. And I played against the Packers earlier this season. And, it was definitely weird seeing him in those colors. You know, he kept calling out Manning. You know, Manning. I'm like, what? What's going on? I kind of got confused.
What was the score of that game?
I believe I only won. It was a close game.
Yeah. That's why I brought it up. I'm pretty sure you only won by like a touchdown or a field goal. I mean, it was a pretty close game.
It was very close, and you were there watching it.
Yep, that's why I brought it up.
Anyways, the NFC North as a whole, you know, it used to be one of the strongest divisions.
Right.
I mean, you had the Detroit, you had the Vikings, the Packers, and great division. So, you know, the other two teams leave and Tom comes in. Still okay, but
I think
a premier division anymore.
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of those, and there's quite a few of these divisions now. It's kind of like a snoozer division. I think the Packers will probably end up running away with the division title, and then the Bears will be fighting for a wild card spot with, you know, either a team from the NFC South or NFC East or, you know, whatever. I don't know. Let's go on to the NFC South. That's kind of a more interesting division. Each team, Saints, Falcons, and Panthers are all within one loss of each other. Saints are 6-2, Falcons are 5-3, Panthers are 4-4. And I think anything can happen in this division because I know the Panthers, we talked to him over Xbox Live just a couple nights ago, and he said that he lost on like a last-second Hail Mary bomb or something like that.
True.
So I think the Panthers could probably win some of those games that maybe, at least I didn't expect him to win against the Falcons and Saints. So I think that's going to be a pretty interesting division come week 17 when we figure out, you know, all the playoff tie breaks, et cetera, et cetera. Are you still taking the Saints or maybe the mighty offensive Falcons to win this division?
No, I think the Saints are going to stay in front.
Yeah.
Pretty much win the division.
Drew Brees?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a great team, and, you know, I know he's a pretty good player, but Falcons have been struggling. And I think that, you know, they'll get in the playoffs at wild card, but I don't see him win the division.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that the Falcons will even make it. You look at the NFC East first. They got the Cowboys are 8-0, and the Giants are 7-1. So the Giants got to be your lead wild card team. So that's one. And then of your other wild card potential teams, you got the Bears at 5-3, then the Falcons at 5-3, the Panthers are at 4-4, and then you got the Cardinals at 6-2, and the Seahawks at 5-3. So all you got some teams that are all bunched up right there, sitting around 5-3. So I think the Falcons could easily miss out on the playoffs, depending on how their schedule is. I wish we could have all that information up so we could talk about it. But
I know that I do play the Falcons later on.
Okay, so yeah, there's a big game for the Falcons later on that they.
Out of all the NFC teams left, I know I play the Bears, and I know I play the Falcons, and that's it.
So. Okay, so maybe then you got the sneaky Arizona Cardinals that slip in to steal one and maybe get a wild card spot.
And
so
don't roll out the Seahawks either, you know.
I know that's I want to get to the Seahawks. I want to talk. So maybe you can think about this. Give me a surprise team. You know, for you, my surprise team is the Seahawks. Just been in the dumpster for how many seasons? 3 seasons, I guess, straight. They've just been in the complete crapper for 3 seasons straight. And so that's kind of my surprise team. I could also make an argument for the Chiefs, obviously, with being as bad as they are. But my surprise team is going to be the Seahawks sitting at 5-3. Let's talk about the NFC West, I guess. Fill people in on that. So the 49ers are 8-1, Cardinals are 6-2, and the Seahawks are 5-3. So anybody could win that wild card spot. We've already talked about that. And the Seahawks are having a great year. You got the 49ers go ahead and win that division?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Frank Gore is now a Baltimore Raven, but doesn't seem to faze Rock Hargrove and the San Francisco 49ers. I love that name. I just think it's hilarious. Sounds like a soap opera guy or something. I don't know. Just weird name, I guess. Anyway, so let's talk AFC then. Obviously, I'm sitting at 8-0 in the AFC East. The Jets just entered into the league, are sitting at 2-6, so not really much to talk about there, but the big news is that CJ Spiller is out for 12 weeks with a broken freaking collarbone. I'm pretty upset. I don't see
it was bound to happen though, you know. He hasn't gotten hurt, not once. He doesn't have good. He's got like 70 something.
76 injuries.
Which doesn't really make sense anyways, because he doesn't get hurt, you know.
He
made it through, you know, NFL season without getting hurt.
Exactly. I think My argument is that there's probably plenty of players, plenty of running backs even, that have been the entire length of the thing and not had a 12-week injury. I mean, come on. How many times has Felix Jones been hurt?
He's been hurt a couple of different times, but only for a game or two or three, never.
Exactly. And I bet you that that's probably the case with a lot of running backs. I mean, talk about any running back you want. Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson. Talk about any of those guys.
Well, let's talk about how he got hurt. Did he even touch the ball when he got hurt?
Well, I mean, I will say, I mean, it was legit. I mean, I was talking to you while I was playing the game. I was playing the Browns. It was like 17-14. It's a 3-point game, so it's not like I'm going to sit him. I don't usually use him a lot in computer games anyway, but it's not like I'm going to sit him in a 3-point game. And it was just one of those games that were just a bunch of bull crap is stacking up, and I'm trying to, put the nail in the coffin, and I run CJ off the right side, and I cut back up in the middle, and I forget what safety it is that plays for the Browns, freaking laid him out. Big hit, big hit, and that was
it. Well, at least he got hit. Yeah. I once lost Miles Austin for the year. He didn't touch the ball. I ran the ball when under like 2 minutes left to get the clock running, and I ran the ball up the middle, and then as soon as Miles Austin on his back, I'm like, what? Did I miss something? He like snapped his leg or something. I'm like, what the crap is that? How do you go out for the season when you didn't even touch the ball? So I don't want to hear unlucky on that.
I would much
Nothing
rather
tops that. Nothing
I would
tops.
Much rather lose my receiver, one of my receivers, than CJ Spiller. The only other person on my team I'd rather lose or wouldn't want to lose more would be my quarterback, obviously. I'll lose a corner, a safety, a linebacker, a wide receiver, offensive line, anybody but CJ Spiller and my quarterback. And I know I got some tough games coming up. The Ravens guy's already been fuzzy. He's been talking some trash already. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. I did it without my top two running backs, but that's not my offense. So I think I'm really going to struggle. I'll be glad if I win one game in the playoffs. Obviously I'm going to make the playoffs, with no one really in my division, but I'll be glad if I win one game in the playoffs, to be totally honest, but let's not waste too much time. Baltimore Ravens 8-0, no one else in the division. Chunk is taking over the Bengals at 3-4. So we kind of talked about this before the podcast. The AFC playoff picture is kind of interesting as far as the wild card spot goes because, the Jets are 2-6 in the AFC East, so that's one of your wild card teams or teams that could get into the wild card. And then the Bengals are 3-4, then the Texans are 5-3, the Broncos are 5-3, and the Chiefs are 2-6. So the Chiefs are interesting because they just lost to the CPU, and I want to take the chance, the opportunity.
Red flag.
Yeah, I want to take the opportunity to ask subcontractor if he's tossing the season or what, man. So you got to fill us in and let us know.
Hey, go ahead and toss it, man. I'll play you next.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's nice. I mean, there is a wild card spot open that is, achievable for those teams, because the only two teams that are the two teams that are have it right now are sitting at 5-3. So those are your two wild card teams are at 5-3. So, maybe those teams, lose a couple games and you went out and you can get in. So it's just worth mentioning. AFC South. One of my nominees, at least for surprise team, would be the Tennessee Titans sitting at 7-1. I thought that the Texans would run away with that division with the amount of talent that Jay Mustang has. Is that kind of a surprise team for you? Have you been thinking about your surprise team?
Yeah, AFC, definitely surprise team, Titans. I mean, they put a lot of points on the board. Looks like they're playing pretty good defense. And
yeah, man.
They won some PvP games. So
yeah, he's won some big PvP games, actually.
Should be interesting because, I haven't played him. I don't think you've played him,
No, I have not. I have not played him.
Start getting into the playoffs, playing against a guy you never played before. Yeah. I mean, it could be interesting.
I think he's pulling a Keller. He's pulling a Keller. He's trying to lull everyone to sleep. He has said on record that he still has like the manual open when he's playing games. I'm like, dude, you're so full of shit. There's no way that you're beating some of these people and some of these teams, and you don't know what you're doing. You're just out there, throwing slants and not knowing what the hell you're doing. So I don't believe him. I think he's blowing smoke up everyone's asses. But definitely having a great season. Congrats to the Titans. And the Texans are sitting at 5-3 in control of one of the wild card spots. So that's pretty nice. And then the AFC West, which I thought was going to be the best division in football, you got the Kansas City Chiefs floundering at 2-6. But like I said, they still have a chance to maybe get into the playoffs. Raiders are leading that division at 7-1. I expect them to go ahead and win it. I take it you do too. Yeah. Broncos at 5-3, also in control of the other wild card spot.
Was, good for the Raiders, good for Joe. He hasn't made the playoffs yet, I don't think, has he?
I'm pretty sure he's made the playoffs.
I don't think so.
Well, Joe Hud, we need an official comment. So I'm pretty sure he has, maybe not. But yeah, I expect the Raiders to run away with that division. And the AFC is kind of just, it's not really all that interesting, not compared to the NFC at least. Anything else you want to add? You said your surprise team's Titans. Want to pick an AFC championship and an NFC championship? Something like that? Who's your NFC?
NFC. Well, I don't know how it plays out. I'm pretty sure last season.
Who are you going to face? And I'll put it this way. I'll make it easy for you. Who are the Cowboys going to face in
Giants.
the Giants? Okay. All right. Who are the two teams that are going to be in the AFC championship?
I'll put you in there, and I will put.
Baltimore's
It's
8.
really hard because
Baltimore's 8-0. Oakland 7-1, Tennessee 7-1.
It's hard for me to pick Tennessee without
Without
playing them,
knowing.
knowing without knowing. I'll go with the Ravens.
Go with the
Why not?
Ravens.
Why not?
Okay, I'm not going to add any fuel to the fire in the AFC. For the NFC, I'll pick the Cowboys, and I'm going to try and motivate excellence here and not pick him for the NFC championship. So I'm going to say Cowboys and Niners.
Oh,
Niners are
crap. He doesn't need any motivation. That's comfortable with him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Oh, he went to the Super Bowl last season. I want to hear it.
All the more reason to motivate him. Perfect opportunity with Spiller being out for the next Super Bowl champion to step in. So, okay.
Yeah, I know you're rooting for me and everything.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Let's talk Madden. So there's tons of Madden news that came out. I hope everyone had a chance to read the blog. I wanted to gauge, at least take a few minutes to gauge Rush's thoughts about Madden 12. Did you you're looking over the list, right, Rush? So what's your big,
Guys don't play box.
That's it, huh? That's
Dude, I've been having dreams.
dude. That's old news, man. That's
No,
not even
no, no, it's not. No.
that's not even new news.
Awesome, dude. That's what it is. Awesome.
Okay, of the franchise info that was released, is there anything that really jumps out at you?
Not really.
Man, you're boring as hell. I'm telling you, I'm excited for
I mean,
Edit.
they're all pretty cool.
I know. I'm excited for Edit players. That's my thing. I've said it on record in the
Oh,
past.
yeah, because you're a control
I
freak.
am a control freak. I need the ability to control shit, man. The more I can control, the better.
But
I
you
wish.
know that stuff is not going to make it in an online franchise. They're not going to
Who would
allow
that?
anyone
You
to
don't
go
know
in
that.
and control.
You don't know. Okay, I'm going to say on record right now, I'm betting that a couple of these things make it into online franchise.
But not the edit player. Not edit
I
player. I
disagree.
will bet you how much money you want to bet.
I disagree. I think that a salary cap, maybe it's a rudimentary one, maybe it's something boring, maybe there's not even free agency bidding, but I bet you that a salary cap makes it in. I bet you that's the one thing that's going to really tie online franchise together if they can get that and free agency bidding in. And the other thing I think they're going to get in, there's not going to be roles and crap, but I think the other thing that's going to get in is going to be edit players, because if you give me the ability to edit players, I can do progression and all that stuff. I can come up with a system. I can figure it out. If I have control of that, I mean, I can even import real rookies. I mean, how cool would that be? Like to bring in the actual draft class. I mean, that's fucking sweet, right?
Right.
I'm fucking stoked for that. I think maybe trade future draft picks, could make it in. I'm pretty pumped about that. I mean, if that was in the actual system, right?
Right. Yeah.
That would be.
For me, obviously, having in a salary cap. But these are the things that would just make me happy. Obviously, custom playbooks, having a salary cap, having a practice.
I think practice mode's in. I've said that. I even said that before they even started talking about Madden 12 at all. I think practice mode is in, 100%. No doubt about it.
Right. Definitely have a practice mode. And the final thing would be just to have, you know, better stats, have better stat tracking, like team stats, have all the stats that you would have to look at on the offline franchise. Be, you know, the same thing should be in online franchise.
Yeah.
I think if they do all that, I will be happy.
There are a couple stats they leave out. The one thing that kind of bothers me that they leave out, I know there's more than just this, but one thing that really irritates me is pass breakups for corners and safeties. You can't see how many pass breakups they had, and that's one thing that I don't know why I picked that, but that's something that always jumped out at me. I'm like, why the hell can't I look at how many pass breakups that, you know, Leotis McKelvin has? It just drives me nuts. So hopefully it all makes it in, but I think that's probably pretty unrealistic for some of this stuff to make in. I mean, the rookie scouting, I mean, have you read about that?
Yeah, I went through all of them.
That is sick. I mean, that is just ridiculous. There's going to be different scouting periods that reveal different attributes, and the longer you scout them, the more attributes that you reveal, you know, and then you play them in the preseason games and you finally reveal their, like, all of their stats. I mean, come on, man. That's like, that's a huge leap forward from, you know, Preze and Sim to the next week to see what stats are revealed. Like, I don't know. I'm in love with that one. I think that one's huge. And then you got the expanded rosters because of that.
Offline franchise could be really fun.
Well, I mentioned in the thread online that the online info isn't coming out until sometime in July is when the quote-unquote EA embargo is lifted on all these people that have there's an embargo on all the people that have played the game so far, so they can't talk about it, you know what I mean, without EA's permission. And the embargo is up on the 25th, so I'm expecting that, you know, like July 24th, for example, EA is going to release all of their online features and blah, 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 blah. But in that regard, the reason I brought that up is because, not just because of online franchise, but because we liked online team play, right?
It was all right. It could be better.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is a viable game, I don't know, game mode if it's executed properly. We had a couple games that were quite fun.
Yeah, but I would like to have the option to play defense from not that perspective. You know, play from the other side.
Yeah,
like
I don't,
I'm used to playing. I'm not a huge fan of playing it like that.
I don't think it's that big of a deal outside of playing defensive back. When you're playing on the normal side of the field, defensive back is much easier. But when you're playing on the defensive side, everything is fine except for defensive back.
Well, I would say the only time I would ever want to use that is if I was playing corner. Obviously, if you're playing corner, you know, you're not going to be able to use that side of the field because you can't even see the corner off the start.
Right.
So if you're playing corner, then, yeah, maybe use that. But any other position, I would want to be on the other side of the field. That's what I'm used to. It throws me off.
The problem that EA has is, like, not everyone shares the same, you know, feelings about it. And you can argue then the fairness of playing, you know, one way as opposed to the other. So
have them interchangeable. Make them.
Well, then is it fair? Is it fair for other people to play the other way, you know?
If you want to play that way, then play that way.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's
personal preference. They need to have
the challenge.
They need to have more options.
That's the challenge that they have. That not everyone wants the same shit, man. I mean,
they need to have more options. You know, like to say who gets to play quarterback. You should be able to change. You should be able to change it up on who gets to pick plays. Just like
I think they need to make that system for how you pick your guys a little bit better. You know, like we had I'd play like running back and then I couldn't, you know, like hot route tight ends or, you know what I mean? Just like weird crap like that.
They just need to, you know, they need to make all that more solid.
Yeah, they need to put a little bit more work into it. But the reason I brought it up is, like I said, I think it's a viable game mode. I really do. Like, imagine if, for example, bear with me, this is something they do in FIFA. You created a guy and you put him on a team, and maybe you had a created team of three guys. So like me and you and somebody else in our league, we all get to create a guy, and we get to put him on a team of our choice, and then we take that team against other 3v3 teams, and we use that game to build up our guys' stats, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, how sweet would that be? It's a viable game mode. It really is. I think it could be pretty huge, depending on what changes they made to it. The other thing I wanted to touch on was just progression tuning. I don't know if you read the guts of it, but progression is based on age now. So like, Frank Gore is going to be 30. So among 30-year-old running backs, how did he do? That's how progression is going to be weighed now, as opposed to before, where it's just all running backs grouped together. So I think the progression, I think that's probably a good candidate to make it in, because it's probably just like logic behind the scenes. So it's
Yeah, so
probably.
hopefully in Madden 12, when Peyton Manning turns 40, he's still not a 99.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how that new progression system works out. If Peyton Manning is 40 and is still throwing, leading the league in touchdowns and shit.
Here's a question. The edit player feature now, an offline franchise, maybe it makes it into online or not. The two questions here is, if it makes it into online, there's no way you can open that up to where everyone can just go
Well,
edit players, because
no.
people will be going in and
Right.
sneaking in a couple
Right.
points here and there, and you would never know.
And that's not
It
surprising to
works.
me. It's not surprising to me that you would ask that, but obviously the commissioner controls
Obviously.
that. Right.
But
Obviously.
if it did make it in, that would be the only way to do it. But I
I'm
still don't think
fucking
they're going to do it.
I'm
I still
pumped. I'm
don't.
pumped
I know you want it. I know
to
you
see if
want
it
it.
gets
But
in. I
I'm not
think
saying I don't want to see it. I mean, obviously, that would be awesome.
the big question with edit player for me, because I mean, like I said, I can edit draftees, I can edit guys who came in the league. If we have a system, imagine if we had a system in place where if you got robbed on progression, like DeMarcus Ware had like 15 sacks and he like regressed even though he's only 29, we could still progress him. You know what I mean? Like we
Yeah,
could
but
have.
how would you do that? Like, yeah, I'm
Well,
going to make a fight to do that, but other people say, no, I don't want him
that's what I'm
getting.
saying. There would have to be a fair system. Maybe you elect one player per season, then he's your quote unquote franchise player. And you know what I'm saying? So you come up with all these things, these whatever rules to make it fair. But my big question about edit player is potential.
Well,
That's
that was the second part.
right.
That was the second part. Can you change his
Is
position?
potential. And everyone has different feelings on what potential is supposed to even be. But.
Well, in my argument for that, I do think potential should be something you can change, because if I draft, there's all kinds, look at Tom Brady where he was drafted at. Look at all
Yeah.
these players that are draft Jay Rattler. Look at all these players that were drafted
Undrafted
late or
guys, right.
undrafted guys who turned out to be superstars. If I
Right.
draft a wide receiver in, say, the fifth round, and he's a D potential, but I use him and he goes and he scores lots of touchdowns, gets lots of yards, and he plays really well. His progression should be able to jump up.
I know, and that's how I feel about it too. So I hope and I pray that they give people the ability to change potential. I don't expect it to happen though. I really don't. I don't expect them to give us the ability to change potential. And on the potential topic, I hope that they give us a number as opposed to a letter, because Peyton Manning's A potential is not the same as, Steve Johnson, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. Their potentials are not the same.
Or you could just have more options, like an A+, A minus, B plus, B minus. That
If
would give you three different levels.
that's what it is, that's fine. It needs to be more granular, and there need to be more potentials in there
Right. But
as opposed to
I would be
some
fine with that. But yeah, someone like Peyton
arbitrary.
Manning, A plus potential, maybe someone like AJ Green, Dez Bryant, A plus potential. But just an average, not average, just a really good player could just be A and then A minus. I think it would give you more flexibility.
Yeah, obviously, more options the better. Okay, well, I think that probably is enough. Wanted to keep this podcast a little bit short because I got to go play some L.A. Noire. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we sign off here?
No, we got
Okay.
it.
Hopefully we won't be so far in between podcasts, but I'm expecting it to be at least another 2 to 3 weeks before we do another one. Maybe we'll do one before the playoffs, maybe? Yeah? Yeah, I think that's probably a good spot for another one. Maybe we'll talk some more band, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's it for us, guys. Appreciate the time. Peace.